This is a Dice World production in association with Pants Pending Studios. Hello, my gentle snowflakes. This is Dice. You know me as host of The Social Hour, but now you can find me every Tuesday hosting the brand new Drink and Debate podcast. The Drink and Debate is an improv comedy competition in which four teams of comedians from all over the Pacific Northwest face off for beer, glory, and the title of Master Debaters. Wait, what? For beer, glory, as they master debating. Shit. Master to debater. It still sounds like I'm saying masturbate. Master to... son of a bitch. Screw it, we're doing it live! As comedians debate some things, so join us on the Drink and Debate podcast. Every Tuesday, you can find us on socialhourpod.com or on iTunes. And find the Drink and Debate live shows every month at the Spokane Comedy Club, hosted by myself and comedian Nick Cavassier. Go to SpokaneComedyClub.com for all the details. We'll see you there.
You're now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
If you're on Craigslist, you've never seen a comma in your bank account.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Dice World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, comedian Alex Bro, producer Traz Swartout,
special guest co-host author Devin Devine, and comedian Tony Russell stops by to talk about his new book series, Kiss the Messenger.
And now your host, converting to Judaism so his family finally has an excuse for all the crappy gifts, Dice Kassian.
Malam Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. Thanks for joining us for another fantastic episode. We've got some great stuff lined up for you this week. Monica out again. That lady just is not, she's not showing up a lot, but we got Traz with us as usual. Traz, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing excellent. Howdy, everybody.
And filling in, guest co-hosting tonight, local author and comedian extraordinaire, Devin Devine. Say hello, everyone.
Hey.
How you doing? Thank you for filling in. And we also have comedian Tony Russell in the house. How you doing, buddy?
I'd like to say that I consider myself more of an author.
Yeah, he's moved away from, yeah, comedy's so low, anyone can do comedy. But he,
it's just, you know,
I'm wearing my author hat tonight.
Yeah.
That's right.
So for you listeners, I have a pipe in my mouth.
Yeah, it's you know,
and also
the,
a penis,
smoking robe, black slippers.
Yeah.
But we are we're gonna chat with them a little bit about their new book series, Kiss the Messenger. Also, comedian Alex Brew coming in here in a little bit to hang out and talk to him about what's going on. But lots to cover. It has been a... Oh, and we're also going to play the first ever... I feel like we've played this game every day on the podcast, every week on the podcast, but this is the first official Does Dice Hate It? We're going to play that. So that'll be fun. Turn the tables around, let people guess what if I actually hate things or not. My barometers, I got some range on things that people don't anticipate. What I hate and what I don't. There's a lot of Traz has a little leg up. He's been here long enough to know some details, but anyway, we'll get into that in a little bit. Let's just get right into it though while we're here. Oh, as usual, guys, you know, oh, yeah, 40 ounce, still on a 40.
No.
Oh, man. It's like Tupac died again.
We should probably just let all
for the homies
know right now.
So I went out and bought
like
some
a science project.
I may have bought some 40s old English for everyone. I wanted to keep it classy.
And the bottles were plastic,
right?
Just so everyone wasn't sad enough.
You know, the first time I ever got drunk was on old English. I was 7 years old. My older cousin got me hammered on old English, and I've loved it ever since.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
wow,
it was great.
That's why you took the sip. It was nostalgia.
That's actually very American. I'm being serious. That's an American thing, like to be given a 40 of old English, like, you know, before you're of age to drink.
Oh, sure, yeah. Before you've reached double digit age.
I was nine drinking Mike's Hard Lemonades.
Yeah, there you go.
My mom put it on ice, so it was less.
Oh my god! Your mom facilitated.
Oh yeah.
I was drinking pizza cups of white wine.
There you go.
Before I was 10, out of the Franzia box, out of the refrigerator.
That's funny because my buddy
and
mine,
I would bring it downstairs and
just
and
hammer
drink
on
it.
My parents used to throw these parties, and people used to like. Everyone used to come over, and my cousins and friends and I, they'd have boxes of Franzia in the fridge, and we'd just stick our head into that and pound it. I mean, I was like 8, 9 years old.
Yeah, like slapping the bag? Yeah. Head down.
Oh, my God. No,
don't talk about my mother that way. She's a nice lady.
I know,
lady.
She's a nice lady, but she also looks like a bag of Franzia.
That's true. That's probably true. She's made of Mylar and white. So that.
And covered in cardboard.
Right, and cheap.
Yeah. Oh, no. God.
But accessible to everyone.
That's true, yeah. Anyone can afford it.
So did every white kid drink, like, pizza cups of Franzia?
Well, I don't know. I grew up as a Mexican, so it's hard to say.
Well, I'm not white. I mean, I'm incognito white, right. So, like, I'm Spanish and Korean.
Well,
so.
As a white person, yes.
Yes, they did. That or the Caballeros, that big jug.
The giant Carlo Rossi thing. Yeah, that like is like almost unbearable to drink, but like you still drink.
You're like, I'm gonna make this into a mulled wine, and then you just forget to do that, and you end up drinking the whole. No, just me.
No,
everyone got like they were like no.
No, those bottles are like the ones where you like where you can't sleep, and then you're like rummaging around the kitchen. And then you look at it and then you just kind of like shrug to yourself. You're like, well,
what's the worst that could happen?
Like the tannins are terrible,
right.
But
I already made a pass at the dog. It can't get worse than this. I used to live out when I lived in Montana for a while. I lived with my buddy. We lived way out in the country, far away from anything.
Isn't that Montana?
Pretty much, yeah. Otherwise known as Montana. Like, I mean, I was like out way outside of Missoula, or, like real anything. And I got so drunk. I used to drink like a bottle of rum a night. I got so drunk.
Jesus Christ,
I was just drinking, pounding all night. Him and his girlfriend went to sleep. I had nothing else to do. So I go downstairs and I'm looking for anything else because I don't want to go to the store. She's got a bottle of Manischewitz. Like wine from a bar mitzvah, you know?
Jesus,
and I'm like, I'm like, fuck it, I'm doing this. And
where it's just like alcoholic sugar water.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. So.
Yeah,
I feel like
religious people tend to be more alcoholic than non-religious.
Yeah, look
people.
At Catholics. Jesus
Catholics
Christ.
Catholics are fucking.
I was raised Catholic.
Catholic.
So was I. So.
I went to Gonzaga and
cheers.
Gonzaga is just like indoctrines you into alcoholism at 18. And it's beautiful.
Well, it's the only escape the Catholics have.
Oh, I mean, it's
kind of the only escape the Catholics have.
Everything else is all doom. Like, ah, you're fucked.
It's like, well, everything. So here's life. Everything's terrible, but you can drink.
Right, you can get hammered.
One of my friends
said and you can hit your wife. It's okay.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It's drink, repent, repeat.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Sure. You can. Yeah. You just wipe it away every Sunday.
Yeah. Talk about it. As long as you're talking about your mistakes, you're doing fine.
And if you want more stories like these, kids, you should buy Devin and Tony's book. Kiss the Messenger. Let's talk about this. So Devin and Tony are both authors, comedians. You can find them both at the Drink It. Sorry, I keep playing footsie with Devin over here. The Drink
It. Tread lightly,
sorry.
Exactly why she brought her boyfriend.
Just hoping for a free copy of that book. So You can find them both at performing at the Drink and Debate at 315 West Sprague Avenue on January 1st at the Spokane Comedy Club, which I will be hosting with Nick Cavassier.
Wow. I didn't know you were hosting.
I host all the shows now.
Oh.
Nope. I have been for a couple months.
Fine.
That's my gig.
We've been gone for a couple months.
Yeah, so that's all right. I do every month I host with Nick, and then I do the Drink and Debate podcast also.
Have you entered into the Spoke Comedy sort of umbrella?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Cool. So I am one of the admins on Spoke Comedy and
feel
on
like
the Drink and Debate. And
someone may have left.
I was in before someone left.
But someone
then,
also left. Yes.
Right. So
there's a void.
Yeah. That's kind of me. So I am
the
void.
Dope, dude.
You look like a void filler.
I am the void filler. That was my gay porn name. the
gay. Come on.
Well, you know. So yeah.
No
so,
guy would fuck you.
I know. Oh. I had to fuck them. It was down at Mr. Fister's. I will be hosting. They will be performing. It's a fantastic show. You can get your tickets now.
Cheer for your favorite team, bros, before a close.
Yeah. Oh, and Tony and Devin are on
opposing teams.
They are a couple, for those of you who don't know.
Uh-huh. She's going dizown, and I'm not talking about...
Stop. Just stop.
Okay.
My team name is called It Keeps Getting Worse. And so on the New Year Day, that's going to be the best. It's going to be the best team.
All right.
Yeah.
Pretty sure mine's going to be the best team.
Either way, one of us will.
One of us will be the best.
Yeah.
One of us
will be the best.
I'm guaranteed.
Actually, I'm terrified to go against Tom's team, Tom and Adam.
They got a solid team.
Scott.
Yeah.
Adam Lee is really, really funny.
Yeah, he's great.
His crowd work and his improvisational skills are really good.
And he's just a dirty little bitch on stage.
Yeah,
like,
he's
Adam
also
just like
he's
doesn't
been doing
have...
it for a million years, and his dad has been doing it for a million years. So he's like he comes from a bloodline of a fucking. He comes from a lineage of...
And Tom's pretty ruthless,
Tom's
too.
Good.
Tom's absolutely crazy, in a good way.
He's ruthless. One of the best things I've heard at a Drink and Debate was probably the very first one I went to, and this was, back in March. And Tom went against Steve Johnson and told Steve... You're not from Boston. Where did that voice happen? And it was.
See,
still,
I've said that before too, but it wasn't funny when I said it.
It was perfect. It was just complete.
Nailed it. Timing. So.
I keep trying.
So that you can find these guys performing at the Drink and Debate. Get tickets now. You can contact me. You can contact me on Twitter at DSWorld or at Social Hour Pod, or just hit me up on the Facebook and we'll get you some tickets, or contact Devin and Tony. Any of the comedians performing can get you tickets also. Mm-hmm. And then Devin, also, you're going to be in Seattle doing some poetry stuff. Is that right?
Seattle and Portland. I'm going to do a little poetry. I also do... performance poetry, slam poetry, and so in March, on March 7th, I am going to be in Portland at the Armory doing poetry at their poetry slam, and on March 9th, I'll be doing poetry at the Seattle Poetry Slam at Rebar.
Look at that. And then the book. You guys have the book. So tell me about...
the book's dope.
I feel like... You know what I feel? This is great. I actually just realized I totally scooped our sister show, The Never Ending Random Discussion, which you guys are going to be on soon.
Yes.
Yeah. On the third.
On the third.
And I totally scooped you guys before... I cut in and just grabbed you before they could... I'm gonna rub that in their faces.
Hi, Steven.
Because this is going to come out on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I mean, the day you're listening to it, listeners. you guys are like, see, I just get you in here.
Yeah.
So Kiss the Messenger is the book series.
Yes.
There's one book so far, but it's going to be a series of books.
Yes.
Tell us about the book, the inspiration, your muse.
My favorite thing with the book is I went to school for
writing.
Well,
tell them about the about the book.
I know, but my favorite thing with the book and about it is that Tony had chapters written and gave them to me when we first started dating, and he had me read them to give him like feedback. He's like, "This is what I've written. I have this book idea." And then we got really drunk in Leavenworth one weekend.
It happens.
And Leavenworth is adult Disneyland. Like, it's sausage and beer.
It's great.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Leavenworth is like where you go to like just when you're like over 40
vacationing
and you just want and like what makes you happy anymore is like sausage and
but we got
beer.
Drunk that weekend and we plotted out this book and I was like, I think we should add some more characters. I think this, like, we just kept talking about it.
We
added a love interest. So the book is about this vigilante that's an alcoholic, Mal, that was raised in Spokane, but he was raised at a whorehouse.
So we use all of the locations in Spokane.
Yeah.
So that it's like, it's for, so this book was like, this series is for people from Spokane.
Did you guys buy the rights to my life or something?
It's pretty funny though.
She's saying is like, but like about 3 years ago, I was like, God, I freaking love Spokane.
Yeah.
And I, like, seriously. And, you know, and I think that, you know, like, you know, people, you know, there's people from Boston. They're like, I'm from Boston. I love being a Bostonian or whatever. You know, I'm from, you know, Brooklyn. I'm a Brooklyn, like, but like, what? People from Spokane, like, don't even like, aren't even audibly proud of being Spokane. I'm proud of being Spokane, and I wanted to do something for us.
Are you guys from here?
Yeah.
Yes, very much.
I'm from Mead.
Valley.
Valley. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I feel like people. So
I have to whisper it.
Did you go to U High?
No, I went to West Valley.
Oh, okay.
And then I.
Yeah, even more obscure than the one from Lakeside's the only.
I feel like people who are from Spokane just want. Like, they want to get out. They're like the little brother who just wants to be out of Spokane, and they keep looking over and idolizing their big brother, Seattle, and wanting to be cooler.
Seattle.
See, I'm saying, that's what we're saying. Fuck that.
I think so, too.
We're at the cusp of a cultural revolution. Like, this is going to sound very lofty, but we're at the cusp of a cultural revolution in Spokane.
No, I agree with you.
We are about to become a Portland.
Yeah, really cool.
We're about to become.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, I've lived here for almost 8 years, and I've seen an extreme shift in things in the 8 years I lived here. Like, when I first moved here, there were two things I was looking for when I moved here, which was craft beer and stand up comedy. And I did. And 8 years ago when I moved here, I couldn't find either.
Yeah.
The only brewery was No Lie.
8 years ago was 20 years ago.
Right. Oh yeah. It's like it's gaining this momentum and it's really becoming cooler. And we've had some dips and peaks and valleys, but I think we've been on a steady climb. And the comedy scene, the arts, the music, the trends,
scene,
like everything is really exploding.
Like if you give the art scene like a giant umbrella, the art scene of Spokane is just like
it's everything
tripling
a big
every
city
year.
Goes through.
Like Terrain, right. I won't mess around. Like Terrain did a ton of work for Spokane arts, and then like once.
I'll give them a nod for sure.
Terrain is on like year 10 or 11 of like they did this like once a year like art show and it was like one night only. We like do 290 Spokane artists and for 7 years it was at different locations every year.
Yeah. Final that night.
And then they just built like they bought the old Cracker Factory and now have a like a gallery. So last year they had a gallery and it was the first year there and this is the second year and like they also put on like collaborative music events.
Yeah.
And are just putting on all these collaborative events, and then they do like a bunch of like they're very like visual art focused, but their influence and their like committees they have that like push for art, and then like everything that comes from art. So
yeah.
Art to a lot of people, they think of paintings or they think of drawings and they think of visual art. But for me, like as an artist in multiple like mediums, pots, kinda. Mediums. Like I'm a stand-up comedian, writer, author. I just like feel gross as the list keeps going. Like I don't say actor or improviser anymore. Like I just stop.
Producer.
You didn't say poet though. No.
Poet,
like, which is your biggest
songwriter.
One.
Like I just stop. I'm just like, yeah. I do art stuff.
We've had a couple people.
I'm a person.
We've had a few people on the show that are involved in Terrain and those things. A couple friends of mine, Laura Lee White. I don't know if you know her. Megan Holden, Susan Morsky, a couple people who are really involved in that stuff, and friends of mine. They're and just great. Mm-hmm. Helen Parsons. Just some really awesome people that do the Terrain and the La Resistance art show and stuff like that. I always try and get them on to promote their shows.
But we did with our book. It's kind of interesting. Like it was sort of just how we dated. Like we would like go on dates. We would go to the Park Inn, which was by our old apartment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We would go to the Park Inn and we would like
PI.
Write
it's
and
the,
like
yeah, the PI
and get,
on the
yeah.
south
and
Hill.
Get like wasted and write. And then we made this decision to move away from Spokane after thinking that we loved it, and we do love it. We went to move away and lasted 2 months. That's like the
we told ourselves
we're gonna move for a year and come back.
No,
we
said no. We said we were gonna go to like a beach town
in
on
Astoria.
The coast and like and then write the rest of the series of the book. And then we spent all of our money like in a month.
Just went right up your nose.
Oh yeah, just like no, not that. But like, yeah,
strippers.
I would admit it if I did, but no. We went down to California.
We're
and then
really
we went up
good
the coast.
At vacationing.
We're really good at eating out and like
steak tartare
and spending
every night.
Super good at leisure.
All of our money. Yeah, yeah. I like to call it the leisure class. Actually,
yeah. Oh, nice. But
yeah.
We gave us a template. We gave
well,
us
already
a,
there.
We gave us a timeline to finish the book. We asked like 8 of our friends to edit it. One person did in like the week and a half. Dan Anderson edited her book. Shout out to
Dan.
Nice.
Yeah,
Dan
Anderson
was the only person
Dan
that gave
Anderson's
us feedback.
A badass.
So Dan gave us some feedback. We did an edit and we got it to the printer because we had this like deadline. Like we had a like we made a book
well, we
release
were
date.
Moving.
We
yeah.
were moving. And so, I mean, the first edition we have like
we were literally selling all of our clothes and furniture on Craigslist and then. And then getting the, like the book to the publisher.
Yeah, the same time. So we maybe have like 10 copies of the first edition left. But it's really great because like it's definitely we wrote it drunk and it was definitely edited drunk because like our very first like I mean we and like and it's beautiful because like there's typos and we cried in the PI. We got the 100 copies of the book, and Tony and I were sitting in the PI crying because I opened like and on like the third page there was just like a fucking typo. It said like T E H, and I just cried. I was weeping. Our book release
she
was that
night.
She went
into the parking lot. She left and said, she did like a one of those like movie like The English Patient.
Yeah.
Where she like put like a napkin over her face and like ran out of the room, and she's like, I have to.
So it's funny because I actually published a book about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And
oh, what the hell?
I need
to check this bad boy out.
And it's the same thing. No matter how many times you go over it, no matter how many people you have go over it,
there's always
things that get missed.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even imagine. Like, this guy
it's
I went
so
through with.
Imagine how Stephen like, King feels.
Oh, my God.
There's no
yeah.
way he picks up the books he writes because he's like,
no,
one of us fucking missed it.
He has many, many editors, I'm sure.
He has.
Stephen King doesn't put a typo out.
There was one in the one, Bag of Bones.
Well, I
which was
a
782 page
book.
So
fuck
book.
You, Stephen King.
Fuck you, Stephen King.
You know how I had you scheduled on this show? Fuck you, amateur. Amateur hour bullshit. You're
I
off.
Found a commas yeah. place. Yeah. I found a commas place, you fucker. Go do coke and write it again.
Jesus. What's up calling out Stephen King person?
Wow,
he talks God. About that.
Go do coke and write
no,
it
I really
again.
Respect,
What's
I really
up,
respect,
psycho?
I really respect Stephen King. I really respect Stephen King. His book on writing changed my writing.
No, but seriously, Stephen King, come on the show anytime. No,
come on the show anytime.
Yeah, but Stephen King.
He's going to tweet
if you're
be
ever
so
in
pissed.
Town.
He's like, fuck Spokane.
So, yeah.
Stephen
hey,
King.
Hey, well, here, yeah. will you at least say we're...
Yeah. If you want to, so our book, you can buy it at Auntie's Bookstore. If you do that, they get 40%, which is great for Auntie's bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
which is super dope for
super
us.
Dope for us.
That was worth like the thousands of hours of work.
Right.
No,
yeah.
We did the math. We make 1 cent. This first 100, we make 1 cent collectively an hour for our writing.
Yeah, we actually did the calculation on a calculator.
That's
less than 1 cent.
We each make half a cent.
So you paperback copies, right?
We did paperback copies for the first 10. When one day we'll submit, I think when we have all 5, we'll submit to a publisher.
So,
and then maybe we'll exist in
hardback. I don't know. I think I'm going to talk to like the newspapers and stuff. Though,
okay.
Like,
the newspapers.
Anyways,
they'll change
yeah.
it.
I heard they're big.
Well,
yeah.
This is news for you.
Yeah,
well, they're big.
No, but you can buy it at Auntie's bookstore. It's $10, which only happened. We were going to charge 8 or 6, and Tony's family talked him up to 10. No, we're not lowering the price. Our book is worth $10.
No, I think it's a good. You want to put some value on it because
yeah.
that's what I put mine at was $10.
Yeah.
And I'm like $10 is a good. You
ten
know.
Bucks is good, and then I think when we do 2 books,
but when nobody buys it at $10,
no, people bought it.
There's like a
2 for $20.
Eventually we'll get there.
Then you see them at the dollar store next to the pencils and stuff.
But you can also buy
pixie sticks.
That's not a bad account if you get every dollar store.
Yeah.
That's true. If you sold $1 million book.
Right.
But you can also buy our book online. And I'm sorry. It's Devin Devine, TonyRussell.BigCartel.com.
We'll add a link in the description of the show.
And there.
Oh, I didn't hear you. What was that?
No, I don't want to say it again.
I'm kidding.
I don't have enough air left.
I'm kidding.
So how
it's
much
Devin Devine, Tony Rosso, the Big Cartel.
How much are the audio copies? Also $10.
Here's the thing. She's a complete psychopath about this.
No audio copies.
No,
you can't get an audio.
She won't do an audio copy because she's so.
Or I'm sorry. What about a digital
copy?
No,
she's
copy?
So, no. She won't do
no
it.
No digital.
She's so
digital.
Adamant about having it being a physical book.
She's a poet.
So no, I know. No, and I respect that. You know, but like so because I brought it up to her a million times. I'm like, hey, like. You know it would be crazy? Making money.
No, because if you have a digital...
An artist.
Hold on,
you
guys.
You know it would be the craziest thing in the
think
world?
Think about this. Think about the
making
people
a
that
dollar.
Only read digital books. Single moms on their Kindles, like or like retired people in their 80s.
Well, I like both those demos.
Are like the people sorry, reading... Like just, are the people
hold
like,
on, slow down,
their...
slow down. You're making me hot.
I'm sorry, you said there's a single mom market?
Single mom.
Slow down,
but
you're making me
but
hot.
Also that audience, the audience of digital books isn't gonna buy our book.
I think you need to be honest with yourself and say you don't care about money.
I also don't care about money.
Okay, and you, but here's the thing. Why not? Why keep the digital option away from people? Maybe that's the only thing that they can get a hold of. You know, like
in some, what world is a hard like a book harder?
Some people, it's really easy. It's
we
the
need
best.
To give it to the libraries.
Hold
what
on, let
happen.
Me let me say something here. Okay.
Okay.
It's a lot easier for someone to click a PayPal or a Big Cartel link. For $4 on their credit card that they've already had established.
That's how I ended up with a lot of viruses on my
computer.
But we
can also ship them books. They don't have to, they can buy our book online.
A lot of people, I think a lot of people want the instant
the download.
Devin, I love your sentiment. I think it's like super romantic, you know, to hold the.
No, it is romantic.
Hold the novel there on the beach.
I want them to be able to read it while they're shitting, you know? Like, or drunk or on the beach.
I absolutely agree with you, Tony. It's just so easy to buy a book on the internet. You're scrolling through. It's one of those things. Maybe you'll never even read your book, but you're like, you know, oh, this is like interesting. Like, yeah, okay, I'll buy it. Maybe I'll read it someday. Throw it on your Kindle.
I would rather them not buy it and not read it.
Well, of
our
course,
book
but,
release
you know,
party was
just,
so sad because
it just
of
goes
that.
To show how easy it is.
Our book release
right,
party.
Yeah.
All of our friends that came. I've talked to most
was
of them.
Completely blacked out.
Hold on, Devin. I want you to give. Yes, your passionate, empowered plea as to why it's only hard copies. Tell us as an artist.
Oh my God.
I have to like look away. Books deserve to be held in your hands.
Barf.
Think of the papyrus in the trees that died. The riders that livers are wasting away. Put down your Kindle. Burn your iPad. Pick up a goddamn book. You neo-Nazi shits. Capitalism is fucked. And books.
Can I chime in here? Okay. I'm the next voice.
You Tony. Can't do it.
I'm the devil on your shoulder. She was the angel. Do you ever...
No, 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 no. He's changing the music.
No, hold on. Sorry.
I was just like, I was like X'd out.
No, keep going. Keep going. I got other music for you, though.
The word maraud means to loot.
Damn it. I have to...
It does, actually.
Are you going to, Tony, are you going to keep going? What do you...
He's gonna
yeah, there's no music.
Hold on. I'm going to get music for it. Here you go.
Music at night.
Hold on.
Can I run into the room for a second?
Into the other room?
I have to
pee.
Old English, guys. Is that okay? Can I take a co-host 30-second pee?
I don't know where the bathroom is.
I can find it. I'll also find the dog.
Okay. Here you go. Here's your devil on your shoulder, Tony. Tell me. You said devil on your shoulder.
I am the devil on your shoulder. And so... When you look upon the skyline at night after you've worked a long day and you're rethinking the decisions that you've made and that whether or not you may or may not be straight or does your dad hold things over your head too much, even though you're in your 30s. I would like to charge you with a challenge to look upon your city, look upon the skyline, look upon the mist, look upon the steaming sewers, and ask yourself, do you want to do good? Do you want...
It was too much.
All right.
That was like too theatrical.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, we are... Our co-host took a bathroom break, we're going to get everyone to take a bathroom break here. So, Tony, tell us one more time where to find the book.
The book is super dope too. If you live in Spokane and you're a Spokaneite, this book is for you. We came up with this book too, because Spokane is a growing city and Spokane is evolving.
Is it?
Yeah.
It is.
Spokane is evolving.
Not like in a scientific way, like in a very... Like,
no, in a scientific way, too. Spokane is evolving, and I think that we need our own things, you know? And, like, this is something that we have, like... That we have, and
you
it's
know,
a
like
story,
anytime,
and it's cool, and we use the same... We use the bars and the restaurants and the hotels.
That's a fun
and
fact. I had to do a bunch of research about, like, copyright problems, like, with real locations, because we say things...
Oh, yeah, that
I
makes
say
sense.
Things like Baby Bar and Mootsies and, like...
Yeah, we use sure. a, all, like,
so
a bunch of
And so you can
the...
use real locations. We did come to the hiccup. We had to change... Like, we wanted to use, like, some Spokane famous people... Like bartenders and just people you see out and people you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there is issues with that and copyright. So we had to like change names and like aspects of characters to kind of like be like, we know who we're talking about, right, Spokane?
You get it, wink, wink.
You get it, wink,
yeah,
wink.
If you're in the nightlife, you know who the bartender at.
Is it Aaron
Baby Bar
Mises?
Is
no, it's we were talking about Patty. From
we use
oh, okay.
yeah,
Bar.
we talk about a few people. Yeah, like the like,
and we just like do like uncomfortable like nods to our friends too, like which is kind of one of those things like, in the editing process we're like, oh, we can't, we have to do less of that, but with this second book, I think it's really, it gets darker as it goes. Like with the series, like there's going to be five. It gets darker as it goes. It's all about a serial killer, which Spokane has had a couple of.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of them. And so it's about the serial killer. Yeah. And like, that's one of the other fun things is anytime now that we watch like crime movies, we're like, it's research.
Right. Yeah. We can write stuff on our taxes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. We'll go to, we'll include, give us the link one more time.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Devin Devine, Tony Russell .bigcartel.com.
All right. And we'll include a link in the description of the show. And then go, if you're in within earshot of where this show is recorded in Spokane, Washington, go to Auntie's Bookstore and we will, and you can find hard copies there. Also, find Tony and Devin at the Drink and Debate again on January 1st at the Spokane Comedy Club at 315 West Sprague. Tickets are on sale now, and show starts at 8, doors open at 7. So, all right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our guest comedian Alex Bro.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, guys, and we'll see you all in a minute.
Hey, baby, what the fuck you still listening to this side for? You can turn the shit over now. Turn it over. Turn the shit over, motherfucker.